Good morning. It's March 13th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's topic, if you couldn't guess it, is Zamboni drivers. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are able to overcome it." I saw a story on the national news the other day about a 42-year-old Zamboni driver from Toronto named David. He is not a professional hockey player by any stretch. When he did play, it was for a local team, and they went 0-8 in his last season. But that didn't stop David from signing up as an NHL emergency goalie. NHL teams normally travel with two goalies. In the extremely unlikely event that they are both injured, there is an emergency goalie on call. Last week, the Carolina Hurricanes asked Mr. Ayers to step off his Zamboni and fill in against his home team, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Not only did he play with heart, but after allowing two goals, he stopped the next eight shots, and the Canes went on to victory. He is the oldest man to have ever played in an NHL game. If you look carefully enough, you will find there are now, and have been throughout history, Zamboni drivers who were ready to step up. Let's start with Mr. David Ayers' namesake, one teenager destined to become Israel's great king, and the ancestor of the Messiah. David was a shepherd boy with three older brothers who had gone to fight with King Saul against Philistines. It happened that David was also accomplished on the harp, and had been called upon in the past to play for King Saul, so he was known in the royal camp. David's father, Jesse, instructed him to leave the sheep and carry bread and cheese to his brothers and their commanders. David did so and found the entire Hebrew army terrified of Goliath, the giant Philistine who had challenged Israel to one-on-one combat to decide the dispute. Despite his brother's sneering denigration, little David said this, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant David will go and fight this Philistine." 1 Samuel 17:26. The rest, as they say, is history. Or what of Caleb, who was quoted in today's opening? Moses sent 12 men, the heads of the children of Israel, from the wilderness of Paran up into Canaan to reconnoiter. On their return, 40 days later, they reported a fantastic land of fruit and flowing with milk and honey as the Lord had promised, but a people of giants living there who would be impossible to overcome. Then the Zamboni driver stepped up. Only Caleb and Joshua understood that with God's help anything was possible. But the children of Israel shouted them down and would pay a terrible price for their lack of faith, wandering in the desert 1 year for every day that Caleb was spying in Canaan. 40 years later, Rahab the prostitute saved the lives of two Hebrew spies by lowering them in a basket out of her window in Jericho. She could have driven a Zamboni. Joshua 2:15. There are less obvious Zamboni drivers as well. Ruth the Moabitess and her sister-in-law Orpah set out to return to Judah with their mother-in-law Naomi after their husbands had died. Naomi urged them to return to Moab and find new husbands, for she was an old woman and could have no more sons for them to marry. Orpah took her advice, but Ruth stepped up and would never allow her mother-in-law to go on all alone. The story ends with yet another Zamboni emergency goalie named Boaz. You'll have to read the book of Ruth for the whole story, but Boaz steps up in chivalry and in duty to marry the Moabitess, despite the fact that she was a foreigner. Once again, they're in the ancestral line of the Messiah. They asked David Ayers what he felt as he stepped onto the ice in his only NHL game. He said, "Excited, but then nervous. I didn't want to embarrass myself, or more importantly, let the other guys down." Well, he didn't. Dear Lord, help us to see the opportunities to step up. They are everywhere around us every day, and we ask your Spirit's direction. Help us to realize that loving our neighbors as ourselves means overcoming the risk of embarrassment and failure, and going on to not let others down. Let us all be Zamboni drivers like David. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.